American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you on the internet for Monday, February the 11th, 2008. And that's right, you're listening to Newsreel, the WOG Global Sit Rep on Corporatical Tyranny Technology Trends for Your Headspace and Transhumanist Timing. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening and especially distributing this program, you are as well. And you can follow up on all of these news stories. And you can check my facts by going to my live journal. And you can get to my live journal by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. Another good place you go to check your facts is the Rant Wiki. Which
definitely.
Which is found where? Where's the
wiki?
Wiki.rantmedia.ca. Wiki.rantmedia.ca.
Lots of cool projects.
Lots of cool things that you can add and edit because it is a wiki for the WOGs.
That's right. We're working on the ultimate rant CD right now.
That's right. And, well, not only that, we're working on the ultimate rant. Like, this is the internet authority. I mean, there's other wikis out there, but this one is the only one that Rant Media has put its ethics behind. We've been around longer than any other wiki site.
That's right. It's balanced, fair,
It's all truth because we don't regulate a thing because it's just provided by server for your grubby little sweaty fat fingers to mash the keyboard and help us with your personal thoughts and ideas. So please go over to Rant Wiki and make all these entries you want.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of blanks to be filled in, and we promise not to, you know, market your ideas or anything like that. we're genuinely good people. Hey, we've proven ourselves by now, but disembodied
voice. Good track record
so
far. Yeah.
Disembodied voice. I've identified myself, and you are?
Sumerian.
If you
again.
Didn't know. Again.
Yeah.
Two
was I here last week? Yeah.
Yeah, you were. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Excellent.
People are going to be like, oh, it's so much better when Sim's on the show. I get that every time we do a show. Okay, let me finish this. This is a free podcast. Not a broadcast, a podcast. Clever, eh?
So be, clever. You should be a writer.
I should be. On Rant Radio, SRN1, W Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJ Radio, Pure Rock Radio, and Radio Red Mercury as well. Okay, we got some feedback. Well, actually, how are you?
Doing well.
It's been a week.
Yes, we just saw Rambo.
I saw it for the third time.
Meat Fest.
Yeah, what was your impression? What was your impression of Rambo 4?
It was excellent.
It was exactly what you paid for.
I watched the trailer. I said, that's a good movie. I went and saw the movie. It was exactly like the trailer.
You went, you paid for the Thai ladyboy hooker. You got a Thai ladyboy hooker.
That's right.
You know, that's what you got. It was bought and paid for. What you wanted is what you got. Don't go to Rambo expecting Gone with the Wind, because you're not going to get Gone with the Wind with Rambo. What I hate...
Not much of a love story in it.
No. It's a Haight and Cordae production and a good one. So, you know, everyone...
If you're making it your first date and she doesn't run off, you got a good one.
Not a good test movie.
No, not really.
That'd be a hard test movie. They have killing kids in there. They do. It would be a psych eval. Like, if you want to see.
Oh, yeah.
So you go see the movie and you go, what did you think of that?
I laughed the whole way through.
And it keeps getting funnier. You know, I mean, I enjoy it. It's got a high repeat watch value. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Which doesn't say much for my mental well-being, does it? I sent my wife to the spa and me and all my friends went and saw Rambo. But what do you do? Okay, well, we got some feedback. Hiya, Sean. I recently, /last week, created a new episode for Tales from the After Now canon. We have a canon? I see, like, the canon in the sense of, like, the Roman Catholic canon.
The encompassing field of After Now.
I am a massive fan of Tales from the After Now, and a while back, you encouraged people to contribute. But then more recently, I read the Tale of the After Now section in the new forums where people were bitching about the lack of new episodes. Well, of course, everyone complains. I chimed in and said that the really WOG thing to do was to make your own, and left it at that. Then I thought, well, where am I going? Who's coming with me? And the best place and the best person to start anything new is always yourself.
Indeed.
I wrote the script and the music and performed it myself. The end result is an 8-minute promo episode for a new story arc set in the Tales from the After Now universe. I delivered it, wrote it in an open enough format to allow many stories branched off as possible to encourage other WOGs to write down their own episodes, one-offs if necessary. I know it's not up to your standards. You don't know that. I haven't told you anything. But I would like your blessing to continue on the project. I have two more scripts ready to grow and storylines for another five or so episodes. On another note, several people have commented they are writing episodes two, even if you don't want the Rangers team to continue. I just want to say that recording the 8 minutes or so of the episode gave me a new respect for an obviously huge amount of time you and Sim invested in the three series that the Astronaut you have so far done. My 8 minutes to over 4 hours recording, not including writing time. As you know, I'm a massive fan of Rant, and a quick okay would mean the world to me. We are always plug your show every episode of ours, and view Rant as the spiritual parent of our projects. Hell, we would probably even write off the email, frame it, and hang it on the studio wall. So even a short one-sentence email would be fantastic, or we can roll on recording the next few episodes. Thanks for taking the time to read this. V!
Well, consider this your cease and desist letter. No, just kidding.
No. Of course, V. And V's doing his thing. You know, V's actually a really the kind of guy. The guys over there at V are amazing guys. They're like
he contributes to the forum a lot.
Oh, of course
which is
he does.
Amazing, yeah.
Of course he does. But that's kind of the whole idea here. Like everyone talks a lot of shit, but you know you can go to the forums and see who's doing the posting.
Yeah.
You know
who's
you could go
in
you
the
could
work.
Just walk right in there. I don't have to make judgment calls on people. Yeah. Of course you have my blessing to do anything Tales from the After Now. The only thing that I no, you know what? I'm not even gonna preface that. Yeah, give her. Don't make any money from it, or Sim will sue you, because he's like that. Well, what is the rule? What is the official
rules?
The rules. What are the rules from a creation standpoint? I can't stop you, but I'd like it if you talk to me before you use some of my characters.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That'd
like
be
if
cool
someone
if
was gonna write the story about Rachel's mutt when they got to Detroit or something like that, I'd want some, you know. As long as you gave me nods, I guess that even that would be okay. Because who am I, right? I mean, these are my ideas. I release them onto server. People take them and do stuff with them. Now, the only thing is when you start profiting from that, that's a problem.
Then that's bad. So you can't make any money from it.
No
and
money.
And you have to give credit where credit is due.
Right. So
who
you
created
write
your, it? Sean,
so you go write a massive anthology, 3,000 pages of whatever. And then at the beginning, give us a big, nice splash page with a picture of me going, Sean is so great. You can get all this stuff here. He's awesome. And you're gold. You're golden.
Right? That's right.
Frame picture of me, kiss my ass once, and you're good to go. And that's it.
And you have to put it under the same rules as well, so other people can't just take your work and sell
and
that.
And do it again. Oh, that would be a loophole.
Yeah.
Look at those little loophole-y guys. Yeah, so we want to avoid that. But yes, absolutely, V. You guys
yes,
are awesome.
Go for it. Love it.
We should probably throw an email at those guys as well. I'll see if I get around to it. It's pretty fast and loose here, V. As you know, you can't get yourself too wrapped around the axles with the details if you're going to be putting out creative content. But make sure you partner with someone like I've done with Sim, who
find
gets wrapped
good
around.
Partner.
Yeah, who wraps around the axles on details, and that way it works out really well. Of course, we have kind of a unique relationship. Creatively,
mm-hmm.
Like most, I don't know how bands stay together. I mean, you and I have had some tense times, and fuck, we were just two guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you were to enter like a band dynamic, like Jesus
well,
Christ.
Well, it's very clear cut with us because I do my part and you do your part, and they really
well,
don't cross much.
Yeah, but you'd think it would be the same thing. Like, look at ABBA. They were offered $1 billion to go on
tour. They're all
tour.
Musicians. They're
yeah.
all creative. They're all like on the same
yeah.
kind of wavelength. That's a little bit different with the band, but you know. With this, it's like...
Well, there's been stuff that I've been gun-shy on that you've been like, no, this is a good idea. No, this is good. And
but that's kind of good because that kind of stuff gets thrown out. Maybe it wasn't a good idea to begin with, right?
Well,
it's a filter.
Sometimes I'll sit back and I'll be like... and it's a filming thing and I'm not framing it properly in my head and I'll be like, whatever, James. No, trust me, it'll be cool. And I'm like, okay, fine.
And in the end, everything comes out good.
Yeah, and
so.
it's about the fans. It's not what I think. It's not about what Sim thinks. It's about what all of you think. And all of you seem to think it's pretty cool. I will warn you, though, if you're going to be... And actually, I tell you what. Here's my... On the whole Rangers of people doing dedications for After Now. Do not compare your stuff to my stuff. Okay? Don't compare it.
It's pointless
doing
that.
If you want to make episodes for After Now, make episodes for After Now. Okay, go with it. Go for it and be fruitful. I mean, do it. Fuck it. Who cares, right? But don't...
Yeah. Somebody likes it. You like it.
Everybody who's listening it... Don't download their shit and complain it's not my stuff.
Because it's
Sean's way better than you. Well, thanks, man. You just totally like stepped on this guy. Did you start drawing pictures out of your head just when you started, or did you trace a few?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll trace some stuff. Sometimes guys will be emulating stuff. You're just trying to be like Sean. No, they're trying to learn how to be a storyteller. There's no schools for that shit. Okay,
yeah, Sean didn't invent
I grew up on stage. I grew up in a vaudeville family where I met storytellers from all over Canada and the world, for that matter. So this is where I developed the craft of storytelling, and I was a gamer for years. So, I mean, I ran games, dungeon mastering, you learned about atmosphere, controlling a crowd, tone, pitch, intonation. There's a lot of stuff that goes into this, as well as timing and spacing, vocal tones. There's a lot of shit. And then you've got to have your buddy who's going through everything and putting all the subtle stuff in, the fade in, every single effect that comes over those headphones, right from the smallest crackle and scratch, mm-hmm. is put there on purpose. And stuff you can't even hear has been put there on purpose. So don't sit there and, you know, I would be more mad with people ripping on the fans who are willing to put out their episodes. If you're going to rip on Buddy's episode who's making a Tales from the Afternoon episode, show me your episode and let me have a critique of yours, right, if you're going to start critiquing somebody else's. Because I'll rip your ass a new one. if you want to, like have a little Tales from the Afternoon war, and, you know, you send in three episodes and let me judge which one's the best, and then you've got the right. If you're willing to throw it up for me to scrutinize you, okay, yeah, sure, man. Sure, even then, you'd just be a dick, though. Even if you were talented and gifted with this shit, you know, you shouldn't do that. Because you just
those who can do, those who can't judge.
Yeah, or yeah, you know, they criticize. You know, that's how it works. It's kind of sad. But anyway, on to Sort Yourself Out. Dear Sean and Sim. So you're allowed to comment on this.
Oh, okay, good.
Lately, with my free time.
Free?
Wow.
What is this?
What is this free time you speak of? I haven't been able to do anything productive. Well, that's why it's called free time. But anyway, with all of the hustle and bustle of the weekdays, I really wanted to All I really want to do on the weekend is relax and spend time to myself. However, when it comes to things I normally do with free time, such as read and exercise, I give up halfway, go to my computer, either chat or play video games or something mindless. Also, with my eating during the weekends, I've just been eating whatever, quick and easy, and sometimes even go out for fast food. This isn't normal for me. Oh, well, it's normal for a lot of people, but it's just recently I've been so lazy. I mean, the best thing to do for me is just set a schedule for myself and abide by it. Very, very true. The power of routine is staggering.
Yeah, writing things down, sticking to it.
Routine. I go for a run. I get up, I have a shower, and then I do this, and then I do this, and then it becomes a habit. However, everything I've tried just hasn't stuck for various reasons. Exercising, I tire myself out. Cooking, sometimes I make myself sick with the meals I cook, etc., etc. I was wondering if there's anything that I commit to myself. I came to the realization from watching videos of people doing amazing things. Hang on, let me read that again. That didn't come out right. I was wondering if there was anything that I commit myself to. I was wondering if there was anything I commit. I came to this realization from watching videos of people doing amazing things. Strength, awareness, self-discipline, all done through training, and set schedule or meal and other things that may help me. I'd like to find something like that without having to leave my current living situation. Do you know of anything like that? So he's talking about a lifestyle, like a focused lifestyle thing, to help you live your life. Now, right. This is what the life coaches are all about. Ever hear of these fucking guys? They'll, like, you pay them $500 a month and they tell you how to live your life. I'm not kidding. Penn and Teller did a bullshit episode on these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're called life coaches. Right. And there's any asshat can hang out a shingle and just be like, I'm a life coach.
You know this and this.
Yeah, this is why I have a problem with Anthony Robbins, because he's, like, got all these suggestions. Okay, first of all, your solution here is to read. You approach this scenario with reading. If you're going to read up, if you want information on tigers, you buy books on tigers. If you want to have books on creativity and effectiveness, you read books on creativity and effectiveness. You're not in a position to make any kind of a judgment. You want an easy solution. First thing that you need to understand is that you're going to need discipline. Yes, that horrible word, discipline.
Awful.
You need to discipline yourself. If you do not have self-discipline, don't try to offload your discipline, man. Don't try to save your discipline on a CD-ROM or buy some in the store. You can't have it. Perseverance is the greatest possible asset that you could possibly have in this life. Perseverance. It won't be talent that gets you there. It won't even be hard work, because hard work without perseverance is scattered and does not do anything. The routine and perseverance work hand in hand. So
it's good to have a goal, too.
Read books about developing the habits that you want to develop. Do you want to be in shape? How reverse engineer that? How is that done? You have to watch
Break
your
it
diet.
Down.
Yeah, exactly. Bodybuilding books. Look at Body for Life. Probably the best book out there. Honest to God. Don't buy any of the supplements. Just do the exercise in the book. The guy even said in the book, you don't need supplements.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do, buy Myoplex, right? Like, that's his big trip. But if you go and you can do it with food, you can just get some any old protein powder, it'll do you. You know, get a couple shakes, get into a lifestyle. You'll find that as you work on your mind and body, you know, I mean, that's what patrolling was all about. You know, focus on being clean, become organized, start to write things down, get direction in your life, figure out what it is that you want, figure out where I'm going and how I'm going to get there. These are the things you need. And there's lots and lots of information out there. Don't just look for one book and turn into, like, I'm going to be a jihadist for this book. No. You want to make, like, a smorgasbord, you know, big batch number of stuff that you can read from, develop what you want, take what you like, leave what you don't, and live your life. 21 days to make a habit. That's all you need. And you're good to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would think. I mean, you're a vegan, which means that you've got, like, a will that's, you know, absolutely, you know, staggering. I don't know how you do it, but, you know. Whatever. What would you think? You think I'm way off?
No, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you do have to have some incentive.
It's going to be hard work
to get to these things
that
you're wanting.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. I can't tell. Oh, yeah, you take the blue pill. No, you fucking. It's going to be hard, dude. You gotta buck up for that. And then that's, and it should be hard. It should be hard. It should be something that you work for. So at the end of it, you're
proud
like,
of yourself.
Oh yeah,
after,
I did something today. You know, I mean, nothing wrong with that. Into the news. Now, PETA news from Fat Ninja. PETA killed 97% of companion animals in 2006, according to the VADACs, whoever
they are.
That's
quite a headline.
Death toll up to 17,400. Overdue report describes PETA's deadliest year ever. An official report from the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, submitted 9 months after the Virginia government agency's deadline, shows the animals' rights group put to death more than 97% of the dog, cats, and other pets it took in for adoption in 2006. Well, what are they going to do with the animals? During the year, the well-known animal rights group managed to find adoptive homes for just 12 pets. Hmm. Whoa. 12?
12? I mean, that seems a little 12? Low.
The Nonprofit Center for Consumer Freedom, CCF, is calling on PETA to either end its hypocritical Angel of Death program or stop its senseless condemnation of Americans who believe that it's perfectly ethical to use animals for food, clothing, and critical medical research.
I believe they get a lot of these animals from places where they are, like, near death, and they have to do this. Like, these animals are not even... They're almost dead anyway.
So is this like a media attack on PETA?
Without some data to back it up, to look at what these animals were like before they died.
Yeah, I think this smells a lot of spin. And that's why I put it on the show, because I'm like, why would these motherfuckers be attacking
PETA? They're not taking them from shelters where they already are.
You'd think that these animals, but let's go on here. Not counting animals PETA held only for temporary in its spay-neuter program, the organization took in 3,000 companion animals in 2006, of which it killed 2,981.
Wow.
Busy. So, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, what are these, like, old and dead animals, or
were they perfectly healthy ones? They broke into somebody's house and took their dog? I don't think so.
Something here this isn't adding up. And they got a website here, PETAKillsAnimals.com. Now, it sounds to me like this whole thing sounds like a smear campaign.
It does.
Because PETA's probably getting some attention in the food industry, and now they'll be able to say, whatever, PETA, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they're hypocrites. They kill them.
You know, if both of us are working...
They're just capturing animals and killing them.
You and I are working in a death camp, okay, and we're shoving people into ovens.
Yep.
Here we are, shoving people in ovens.
Hey, Sean, camp. Another day. Yep.
Another day, shoving people in the ovens. And one day I look over and you go, man, I don't think it's right to shove these people in the ovens. You're not going to be like, whatever, look at you. You're shoving people in the ovens, too. And you're like, yeah, I know, man, but I'm just saying, you know, I mean, these are like, I mean, I knew guy. Like, this guy was a banker and stuff, and now he's going in the oven, and he's kind of saying, please don't go. I don't think these guys want to be in the ovens, man. I think, you know, I mean, you know, you're a hypocrite. Well, no, man, I'm just saying that I don't feel right about it. Like, maybe I'm confused or something. Maybe I need to take some medication because I can't handle throwing people in the ovens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Doesn't seem to add up.
Everybody's a hypocrite.
You gotta
some
watch
way
the
or
spin.
Another. Like, I'm a huge hypocrite, okay? I'm a huge hypocrite.
Granted, everybody is. It's hard
everybody
to.
Everybody is. You know,
some level.
Everybody. You've got animal products on you. I've got animal. But you do the best you can with what you got. You know, I'm by no means, you know, the world's greatest authority on anything, okay? But... Yep. Well, except for my writing.
Like, you know, my film. The film in my camera
right.
That takes video is made from animals.
dun, dun, dun. And that's your recommendation. Why don't you just start skinning and getting into taxidermy, James?
Exactly.
It's exactly the same thing.
But when I move up to digital, I'll be able to get away with it from that, right?
Oh, good. Yeah. I think you're obsessive. I think you're obsessive compulsive, and I think you need help. And Risen. Risen sent me an article. Who sent me that one? The first one sent me Fat Ninja. Fat Ninja, who's the man? And Risen, who is doing a show with Smokehouse. Make sure you check it out. It is called something.
Something.
Something. It's
Type
a show.
Type in Risen and Smokehouse.
You don't really even have to know what. I'm sorry, Smokey. I can't remember the name of his show. But I've permanently linked to it on my live journal. If you go down on my left-hand side, you'll see there's the best blog ever.
There you go.
You click on it. That takes you to Smokey's, and he's got his
show there.
Tried to do it daily. Didn't really make it on the daily thing. I think they're doing it when they can now.
Yeah,
but it's good
I'm
pirate
not sure.
stuff. Don't
daily's
agree with
hard.
All.
You know that.
What's that?
Daily's hard.
Oh, I know all about how hard daily is. I almost did it. Well, I
you did for
did,
a year.
I did for a year. 1 year. 365 days. It was to gay. But, you know, it was not a lot of fun. It was seriously not a lot of fun. So that's what they were doing. They were doing the show daily. I think they're sort of doing it whenever they can now. But what matters is they're doing a show. And it's a great show. I mean, if you tune in, it's entertaining. It keeps you going. You know, it's an awesome show. Make sure you check it out. Because, I mean, I think people, for some reason, have these really crazy, crazy high standards where they gotta, you know.
I'm not good enough to do a show.
Yeah, or something, you know, and it's like, dude, you know, life's a journey and all that good shit, you know, it takes a while to get your stuff together.
If you don't do it, you won't get better.
Exactly.
Give it a try.
Exactly. And if you.
Just listen to the earlier show.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're you know, we've got the whole market, you know, cornered on good or bad shows. I mean, come on, man, like, give me a break. There's a lot of stuff that needs. They need to have a lot more work. So, let's move on to the next story. In other news, what's the next story here? Power Armor News, Risen. Risen sent me the story. Good guy. Mm-hmm. Already talked about his show.
Yep.
Just now. Can you tell that we just walked away from Mike for just a sec? Robot suits designed to take the backbreak factor out of farm work by assisting movements of users has been unveiled in Japan. The farming robot suit, developed by a team of researchers led by Shinkai Tokuyama, professor graduate of the School of Tokyo University of Agriculture and Technology, has been tested on farms. Researchers hope to have the technology in use in 2 years and develop it into a product to begin selling it in 4 years.
Wow. That's not the place that I would expect Power Armor to come out of.
Tokyo?
Well, no. Agriculture and technology.
Oh, yes. No.
Well, technology,
well,
I guess.
Tokyo,
but,
agriculture
yeah.
and technology. I mean, those people would be like, woo! The suit, which is secured with belts, consists of a resin framework with 8 motors to assist in movements of knees, elbows, lower back, shoulders, making farm work easier. Now, I've seen this style of suit before, also out of Tokyo. It's like an exoskeleton. Also, the Sarko suit is very similar. But unlike, you see, I guess Japan doesn't talk about it. It's not for use for the army. It's for use for farmers.
You use it for pulling out radishes.
Yeah, for pulling out really big fucking radishes.
20 kilogram radishes.
When pulling out a Japanese radish, for example, about 20 kilograms. What? When pulling out a Japanese radish, for example, about 20 kilograms of instantaneous pressure is exerted on the knees and lower back.
Oh.
But when using the robot suit, only about half the force is used.
Wow.
Now you can pick radishes easily.
How much is this suit?
As the age of farmers increases, I want to develop a technology that would lighten their burden.
Robo farmers.
Well, they're power armor farmer. You're power armor farmer. Even kind of sounds like a hero. While machines are increasingly being used to cultivate farmland and to plant rice, human power is still often relied on for tasks such as fruit picking and pruning. Yeah, there's some big apples in Japan. And transporting of crops. During a demonstration, a graduate student easily picked up 20 kilograms of rice.
Threw it into the crowd, killing three.
Killing three. It hardly feels like I'm holding anything, he said, smiling, being an MDC structure in an STC world. It is possible to program the robot suit to match the type of work. And that includes, you know, like farming, dentistry, bouncers. Yeah, they should have this. Time to leave the bar. The project... The projected cost for each suit is between 500,000 and 1 million yen. How much is that in regular money?
Divided by 100. So $5,000.
Oh, I will buy me a fucking Yeah, I'm working in a mine.
I need to this suit.
And I need to have some heavy stuff bolted to my suit, so I need one of those. And it's going to need to have something that can handle a lot of recoil, because there's a hammer drill that I'm using. Just put like a rack, like a standard mount on it. That'd be good. And we'll just mount
something to
can
this later.
Take recoil at all?
Yeah, because it's got to be the hammer drill stone, you know, and I'm putting a lot of force on it. You know, if you got like a crowbar or something, like a hook kind of a thing, maybe a retractable blade would be good.
That's good.
You know,
yeah.
Pry bar. You know, for the getting in manholes.
The twine off of the bales of
hay.
That's
right. I have to cut twine off bales of hay, and that's why I've got these huge knives on my fingers. It's for throwing bales of hay. And I'm painted like a giant satanic clown. But other than that, it's totally for farming. This is a farm tool.
Exclusively.
Exclusively for farming.
We'll not be renting it out to mercenaries.
Not at all.
At all.
No.
Who said that?
No, it's
I didn't say that.
It's part of the
Did you
Black-
say that?
No, no. It's not part of the Blackwater Farming Project. InGen joke news. Experiments create Britain's first embryos. This is great. Experiments create Britain's first embryos that combine human and animal material. We'll begin with a month after government watchdog gave its approval yesterday to research teams to carry out the controversial work. Dun, 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 dun.
Go ahead. You go do that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to take humans. Let's see. We're going to cross them with animals. And then we're going to train them how to kill people and have them live inside of Big Ben. And we're calling it the Harpy Project. Scientists at the King's College of London, the University of Newcastle, will inject a human DNA into empty eggs from cows to create embryos known as cytoplasmic hybrids, or cow people, which are 99.9% human in genetic terms, but they're actually cows.
That's right.
The experiments are intended to provide insights into diseases such as Parkinson's, spinal muscular atrophy, by producing stem cells containing genetic defects that contribute to these conditions. These will be used as these cell models will be used for investigations, new approaches to the treatment, and to improve the understanding of how embryonic stem cells develop. They will not be used in therapy, and it is illegal to implant them in the womb.
I'm 99% human.
I'm not.
How much are you?
How much are you human? I think we should make these cow people. They're cowboys. I think we should make these cowboys, and we should totally like enslave them.
Well, they are copyright.
And can you eat them? Like, would it be cannibalism if you eat like a no?
They're created creatures. They're trademark copyrights and patented.
They don't feel pain like you and I do.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. last January, the authority deferred its decision and began consultation on the issue with a reporter on Saturday. The public was broadly supportive. In late November, it delayed again because of concerns about procedures for obtaining consent from the donors of the human DNA for use. Oh, wow. While the HFEA was deliberating, the governor proposed a ban on creation of human-animal embryos, also known as cyborgs, but he retreated after a revolt by scientists. Well, yeah, they get all mad, and they run into your office with stethoscopes, and they're
awful.
They're like, yeah. You know,
yammer at you for hours.
Speaking Latin and stuff. And, you know, it's not just your mother sucks cocks in hell. These people they get upset. You know, don't mess with the scientists. But I don't know. I mean, it's going to happen. I don't think they're raising actual cow people. I think somewhere along the lines there'd be some ethical involved. Maybe right now there would be. Another 10 years, they'll be like, fuck yeah, slaves. How many tits can we make this bitch have? We're going to sell it. The multi-titted women are going for big bucks for overseas markets.
DNA tweaking, yeah.
If you could buy a person like that, like if they would come like shipped and you could activate them, right? And they had like a 5-year lifespan, like a replicant, like an actual replicant.
Yeah.
Would you buy one?
Me, no.
Why not? It's a replicant. It only lives 5 years. Totally synthetic.
I don't like owning pets. So you're asking the wrong person. I think that's enslavement.
It's a good question, you know.
I think that's enslavement. So,
Well, Ranger's pretty happy. I mean, he's not enslaved. I mean, he's got a better quality of life than anything he'd get anywhere else. Shit, even for
Very
a dog.
True.
He's got like 3 houses. He's got old people who feed him money.
Animal. He needs to be outside.
He's outside. He's got a dog door.
He can run away anytime he likes.
And
he could.
Fuck yeah, he could. He could be out of here if he decided to go. You think that I could keep that dog on this property? He'd be outie.
Yep.
I mean, he left before and they picked him up. I rescued him from a prison. He was in a cage when I got him. You know, now That's he's true. All like, I'm not going anywhere. He's like,
PETA would have killed him.
Shut the fuck up, Sim. Shut up, Sim. I'm doing a good thing here. Sean's all looking after me and shit. All I got to do is look at him with dopey eyes. He's outside throwing balloons around for me.
Think of the cow people.
Think of the cow people. I don't know if I'd
They don't know any better.
I don't know if I'd have a replicant. I know this much. I know my
wife. It was perfectly legal.
I know my wife wouldn't let me have a replicant. I'll tell you that right now. No way.
Not with 6 tits.
No way. Wouldn't happen. Not a chance. Never get it past the wife. No way. Or she'd just do something where she'd be like, oh, this is Raul. He's my replicant.
He's good in the garden.
He's good in the garden. He's the stunt cock pool boy. And I'd be like, Raul had an accident in the garden today. I don't know what happened. It seems that Raul hit a mine. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Now couldn't find anything of him. He's just gone.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, I put him back together. I mean, he's been horribly burned on the front half of his body. But he's still good in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would start this dangerous...
He eats through a straw now.
Yeah, you know. But
can't talk.
But he's a replicant, you know, and he doesn't look like... He looks like a wad of chewed bubble gum, but what the hell?
Still good
in the
garden.
Of course, I'd hate to see what kind of evil shit you do to my replicants. You know, you get into replicant wars and... No.
Hair pulling.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know.
No.
Yeah. I think, yeah, she might hear me. We should shake it.
Shut the door.
She can hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
And robot takeover news from Hatter of Madness. Motorists nostalgic for the time they could sit tight while attendants bravely windswept garage forecourts to fill their tanks may yet see those handy days return. This was a person who had an English major and is upset about writing newspaper stories.
I hate this.
All this is compliments of a Dutch robot. And it's not really a Dutch robot, is it?
Well, a robot is a robot. Does it have a nationality? Do robots have... What are they claiming here? What are they claiming here? That robots have nationalities? This writer is.
This writer's insane. Dutch Inventors unveiled Monday a €75,000, $111,000 car fueling prototype. They say is the first of its kind, working by registering the car on its arrival and filling the station, matching to its database of fuel cap designs and fuel types.
They got to bring down that price. The slave wage for a pump jockey is
never
pretty
low.
Sick. Breaks down,
sick.
Repair costs.
Oh, yeah, but...
You could hire two of them on shift. One could sit in the corner until the other one gets sick. And, yeah.
Well, there's no...
They wouldn't make that much money in their lifetime.
Well, but,
pumping
gas.
It's
an awesome...
Well, they would, actually,
you know, it depends where you put that sucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you've got a regular... If it increased the speed and stuff...
Not too bad.
But this is a classic example of the robot takeover. This is why
it's
in Robot Takeover News, which has got sent to me by Hatter of Madness. Thank you very much.
Because you think of those jobs like, a robot could never replace this.
Yeah, no. It's starting. Starts with the robots. Next thing you know... Robot dentists. A robotic arm fitted with multiple sensors extends from a regular patrol pump.
Petrol.
Where's this story from? Carefully opens the car flap, unscrews the cap, picks out the fuel nozzle, directs it towards the tank, opening the window, pouring the contents inside,
lighting the children aflame.
Picking up the Zippo lighter, holding it in its little micro hand, flicking it a few times, doing a cool thing with the Zippo thing, making it pop open, snaps it, rubs it against the side of the gas tank, and emoliates the whole fucking family. Burning Man dance, Burning Man dance, it's the Burning Man dance. Yeah. You know, I don't know, maybe having robots, the beta robots, giving us our explosive fuel. You know, maybe somebody somewhere should give this a think.
Yeah, I'll wait for 2.0.
You know, yeah.
Locating gas pump.
Bonk, your gas tank isn't where it's supposed to be. No, I think there's something else going on here. Bonk, like, no, man. No, dude.
Bonk.
Yeah. Filling gas in car. Oh, God!
You owe $400.
Muffy got caught in gas. Boom! I don't know. How about this one here? In another robot takeover.
Oh, my God.
They are taking over.
There's two news stories.
The title is Robot Takeover. A team of scientists representing six international institutions, including Texas A&M University, has succeeded in reaching the summit of Antarctica.
Was that difficult before?
Fuck yeah, the place is like totally hard to get to.
Wow.
Also, a monumental achievement for the ground-based astronomy, establishing a new astronomical observatory at Dome Argus, the highest point of the Antarctic Plateau.
Not much lights there.
No.
Not much light pollution.
No, not a lot. And there's deserts there where it hasn't rained in a million years.
Wow.
2 weeks after arriving at January 11th, at Dome A, for only the second time in history... An expedition team led by the Polar Research Institute of China has completed installation on work on a revolutionary, fully robotic observatory dubbed Plateau Observatory, or Plato. The Texas A&M astrophysicist Dr. Lifan Wang predicts will result in new insights into the universe and once possibly only from space. So what they're doing, Dome is believed to be the best site for ground-based astronomy.
Wow.
Period, explains Wang. Who wants Wang? One of the leaders of the scientific planning phase of the expedition, who holds the Mitchell Heap Munnellan Endowed Career Enhancement. Jesus, look at
this
title.
Oh, it just keeps going.
He holds the Mitchell Hunt Minervin Endowed Career Enhancement Professorship in the Physics at Texas and A&M. He holds that. Holds it above his head on a sign.
It's really heavy because it has such a long
title.
Especially
when he's waiting for a cab. He'll hold that sign up and go, I am the Mitchell Heat Munnellan Endowed Career Enhancement Professorship in Physics.
At Texas A&M.
At Texas A&M. Bitches! Bitches don't know about my Mitchell Heat Minivan Endowed Center for Professionalism in Physics at Texas A&M, man. That shit gets me fly, bitches, at the bar.
Fit that on a name
when you're
tag.
Rolling, you're rolling down at the Mitchell Heat Minivan Endowed Center for Professionalism in Physics at A&M, yeah! You know, and you got the Escalade rolling by, the big wide glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And,
respect.
You know, whatever. It's retarded. Anyway, mind you.
Abbreviations, please.
I wish that was true. I wish they'd be like, yeah, and all these professors and shit would all be like styling at the bars and stuff. And
they were the cool ones.
They'd be all like puffy chests and showing each other their thesis papers and be like, oh, yeah, what? You're going to representing me.
Just published 3 more papers today,
we'll
bitches.
We'll debate in the street, motherfucker. You know, they got outside. They're all arguing their points and stuff. And, yeah, I'm with Einstein. I call quantum physics spooky. Come to me with some real science, you fucking fraud. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Have a debate off.
What a great.
The outfits,
yeah,
they'd be you
all,
know.
Like, outfit with the big Puff Daddy outfits and everything. And
throwing
be
the
like,
gang
yo.
Signs.
Yeah, they're showing like algebra signs at each other, and they're like spray painting graffiti. That's all. We're getting very weird out with this.
Yes,
we're getting weird out
yeah.
with this. Got to be so white and nerdic, but. And, you know, you got to give it to Weird Al. I mean, there's a cat.
Stay in power, man.
That guy is the Ron Jeremy of the paramedy world. You know what I mean? He really is. The guy has just got, he's got balls of clank. He really does. I don't know how he walks. I really don't. I love
him. And he's in a class all his own, like nobody else.
No.
Can't
no.
do what he does.
No.
They'll be saying, you're just ripping off Weird Al.
Yeah.
He's
but,
the guy.
And he's
right?
better at it than any of them. I'm sorry, but like White and Nerdy
that
as a song
so
is staggering.
Good. Perfect.
You take that and what all about the Pentiums and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
I like that Pitch Dark by MC Front a lot.
Yes.
You know, that's a great
it's
tune.
Very,
too.
Very
you know,
good.
You are likely, you know, very good song.
To be eaten by a Gru.
By the Gru, right? And anybody who's into that would be like, yeah, the fucking Gru, bitches. You know, and the lyrics are fantastic, too. You know, the guy who attacked the midget in the park and everything because he thought it was a dwarf. And, it's just, you know, it's
very
magic.
Funny stuff.
Well, we know people. Everybody knows people like that who are like
oh, yeah.
cosmic shut-ins and stuff.
Cosmic.
They are. And speaking of which, good segue into evolution news. In the past 100,000 years.
It's been a long time.
Modern humans have colonized the far corners of the globe.
Including Antarctica for the second time in history.
That's right. Adapting to new environments as they migrated. Researchers have long assumed that these dramatic transitions result in a sort of accelerated evolution in which genes for traits such as skin color and structure change rapidly to allow humans to survive in their new habitats. Now a team of French and Spanish researchers has found a powerful new evidence to support this idea, identifying 582 genes that evolved differently populations in the last 60,000 years, including... Okay, hang on. This is a gene one. They're talking about genetics in here, and about people evolving rapidly because of genes. Well, okay, you know, I used to be really into stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
We now know the genes for evolution. And I read that book by Michael Crichton Next. Did you ever read that?
No.
Oh, wow.
What's that about?
Wow. Great book. All about genetics.
Yep.
And,
I like genetic books. I've actually read a couple.
Yeah, they're kind of touted as like this big holy grail thing. Like we can figure, fuck, we got it all nailed down with genetics, bitches. Well,
it's gonna take a while.
Yeah, you got some theories, but the whole thing's kind of spooky right now, and there's a lot of people doing the alpha male scientist thing. I don't know, and rolling, you know, and they're like beating their chests.
They've
like,
mapped it all out, but they don't know
paper,
what it's for.
Motherfucker, you know, and that's what they're doing. Right? They're trying to get the money and stuff like that. I don't know if I really buy into a lot of the stuff they're saying with gene therapy. They're like, we believe that we evolved rapidly. The last one, you got no way to prove that shit. You got no way to prove that shit. You could sit there, draw some algebra up here, wildly speculate. Even if you got a bunch of math you do before you get to the wild speculation stage,
mm-hmm.
you get to a point you're like, yeah, okay, we know how to do this math. And then you go on this wild tangent. And it's just because you're like the man who wrote 3 books that they listen to your sorry ass. And anyway, Michael Crichton's new book next. Really good book. Check it out. Download it. Audiobook is awesome. The audiobook is really, really good. Yeah, the guy who voice acts that. I'm into audiobooks.
They're good because you can do other things.
You can. It keeps your situational awareness up. You can take the subway.
Yep.
Listen on headphones. You can see the guy and he's all listening to, you know, and even listen to that. You can all be like, you know, trying to improve your mind. And Crichton stuff's okay. He's coming out with the one about voting, apparently.
Oh, voting. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Crichton's new book's about the voting machine fraud and shit like that.
Pretty diverse stuff.
Yeah. Well, he's a doctor.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I believe he's a doctor. Crichton, yeah, I think he's a doctor. Whatever.
Does it say Dr.
Crichton? Good shit. He's a writer. Hey, writers, good people.
Yeah.
Right?
Very creative.
Egomaniacs, but good people. You know, hey, oh well, you know, trying to do a good thing here. You can be an egomaniac and still try to do a good thing.
Yep.
You know,
that's right.
Whether or not you succeed is a different kettle of fish.
It might benefit other people.
Could. Maybe.
It could. Offshoots, sure. Accidentally.
Yeah. In juicer news, a Columbia University Medical Center research team has uncovered how stimulation of a particular brain region can help stave off the deficits in working memory associated with extended sleep deprivation.
Oh, that's excellent.
So we're going to put this wire in your head and not let you sleep for a few days. And then we're going to ask you really painfully remembering, like, what? Working on a memory. Working memory is a specific form of short-term memory that relates to the ability to store task-specific information for a limited time frame, e.g., when your car is parked in a huge mall lot, remembering the phone number for a few seconds after writing it down, or if you're in the IT world, remembering IP addresses.
Mm-hmm.
It was long been established as a cognitive performance such as working memory declines with sleep deprivation.
Definitely. If you've ever been up for any length of time and people are talking to you, you kind of just
You lose your place in the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's an easy, luckily, nature has provided a wonderful way to remedy this situation.
Really? Tell us all about it.
It's called sleep.
I don't get it.
It's
not progressive.
It is. It's like meditation, only better. What you do is, meditation's hard. What you do is you go, you start to feel this way, and you think to yourself, I should go lie down.
You mean when you're tired?
Even when you're tired, yeah. Especially when you're tired.
Okay.
Best time to do it. You go lay down, and you sleep. It just sort of happens. You start sort of thinking, being calm, think about happy things.
That's wasting time.
No, you're sleeping. It's like saying a defrag is wasting time.
Aren't you stealing from the company you work for if you're actually sleeping when you could be working?
Not in Japan. Mm. In Japan, they actually have nap times, as well as several other countries. They actually book time where they will shut down in the middle of the day so people can have a nap, and then they go back to work.
So they know the importance of sleep then.
Yes, because you do more work, better work in the morning. So rather than having a long tail where you're a spike up high, and you go down, and by the end of the day you're fucked, you go spike up high, you go down to noon, and then you re-spike up high, and you basically have twice as much efficiency out of the day, even though you let your people sleep for an hour.
Well, these people think drugs are the answer, though.
No, they think stimulation of your brain is with some kind of
voltage. Well, in combination with the sleep deprivation.
This gets better. Wow. Well, we are excited about the possibilities of using brain stimulation. That's pretty vague.
Yeah.
Anything could be brain stimulation. Microwaves, fuck. To improve
taser
cognitive...
to the brain.
Yeah, wet wiring, thanks for calling. To improve cognitive function, said Bruce Luber.
Luber.
Hello, I am Dr. Luber.
Lead author
of the paper of industrial and clinical psychiatry in Columbia University Colleges of Physicians and Surgeons and the New York State Jesus Christ, here I am being the
wow.
You know, and I go and I'm down with Columbia University College of Physicians. Fuck, like it just goes on and on and on, these titles. We recently published a study in which you're able to improve the working memory performance of young adults for the first time, and this new study extends our finding. Yeah, how did you do this?
And they're still pulling wires out of their head weeks
in
later.
In this research, we were able to non-invasively and manipulate a brain network identified by imaging to potentially remediate the effects of sleep deprivation, repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation. We were able to use these magnetic microwaves.
Hold these close to your head.
I'm sorry, you will get the throbbing blue light away from me. No, this is good for your mind.
You don't need to sleep anymore.
I will throw a hole in your head the size of a half a dollar if you do not get the fuck away from me with the glow blueing thing. Okay? I still have some...
But you game all night. You can game.
You can game all night long. You no longer have to sleep anymore. We put some magnets on your head, and then we spin them around, and pretty soon, you know...
You're not crazy.
You can memorize the phone book, and you have no choice. You know, you signed up for this military training. You know, seriously, like, fuck, dude. Let's not fuck with the brain. Like, the thing that gets me is they don't know... we can replace sleep. What does sleep do? You're down. You're sleeping, and
then you wake up and you feel better.
And you feel. Yeah, but what? Why? So it's just like, do we know exactly what sleep is doing?
We don't. That's why we're trying to avoid it. That's we're scared right. of it.
Yeah, scared of the unknown. And I look at that and I say, yeah, that's a bad idea. Fucking with shit when you don't know what you're fucking with, when it's your bad. Brain, the most complex thing known.
Yeah.
The human neocortex is the most complicated thing we can find in the galaxy. Prove me wrong. Okay? It is entirely possible that the whole galaxy existed to produce us. There is a chance that we're the most advanced form of life.
We've explained stars, the ocean, we're everything else, but... There.
I mean, our dreams alone, I give it to you, our dreams are worth humanity. Okay? Our humanity is justified purely by our dreams. Mm-hmm. If not, second place, you need a secondary argument, I give you music.
Yeah. Music's That's pretty good, too.
Music's pretty cool.
Yep.
Pretty cool. We're monkeys.
But
we're
can
monkeys
bang on
writing
some drums.
Symphonies. We're yep. symphony monkeys, but we're monkeys nonetheless. You know. Don't let PETA get you.
They'll kill you.
They'll kill
99.7% of you.
They're like fucking, they're like dumb.
You die now.
You die now, you fucking monkey. We're gonna.
He was on his last legs.
He was like, I feel happy. Smoke. Yeah. Insurgent seizure news. Now, this is a big story. It's getting a lot of play here.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Clarity sought in electronic searches. Nabi Mango, a therapist and U.S. citizen who lived in the country since 1965, had just flown from Jordan last December when she was detained at customs and her cell phone was taken from her purse. Dun, dun, dun. Her daughter, waiting outside Francisco International Airport, tried repeatedly to call her during the hour and a half she was questioned. But after her phone was returned, Mango saw the records of her daughter's calls had been erased.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun. Or it could have been shielded.
Yeah.
A few months earlier at the same airport, a tech engineer returning from a business trip to London objected when a federal agent asked him to type in his password into his laptop. Computer, this laptop doesn't belong to me, he remembers protesting. It belongs to my company. Eventually, he agreed to log in as soon as the officer copied the websites he had visited and said the engineer, a U.S. citizen who spoke of the condition of anonymity for fears of calling attention to himself. So
unreasonable searches of your personal papers or effects without reasonable cause.
Oh,
let's just throw that out of the Constitution. I
guess.
So they're saying these are not personal papers.
No,
they are not your own effects.
No,
they're not personal.
No, we want to look at your library records.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to summon your library records? Are they allowed to have lists? Because if they're allowed to summon your library records.
At an airport, just asking for it.
And your personal
cause?
Data. Your browser history, if they're allowed to summon that, there's some problems there.
Yeah.
Do I think they should be able to turn on your laptop? Like, because they're also saying they can copy all your files, too. I don't know if you read that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where they're like, it's the same as...
They want everything.
Where they're looking in your briefcase, yeah.
Yeah, we can rifle through this.
Which is like, now, there's a couple of people who go, well, just encrypt it. Yeah, well, the problem is, hi, what's your password for your encryption? I'm not telling you. Guess what? Enemy combatant!
Yep.
Boom! You are now non-cooperational. Took a shit from there.
There's some magical programs out there that you can give them your password, and they still can't get everything.
It decrypts it a different
password,
way, yeah.
And they can't even see the other part that's hidden.
I'd like to know more about these kind of programs, and so would everybody else listening to this show. So I know that like Cryptomancer is one of the guys who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few other cats out there who are like crypto gurus.
So send those links in. Maybe it would be good recommendation.
Here's what I'm thinking about doing, because I'm thinking about getting away from computers altogether.
Back to paper.
No. I want to go with, there's a program you can get, and somebody sent it to me. It's in one of my daily hacks, which you can get to on the Wikipedia. All of
yes,
my daily
the
hacks
full list.
Of everything. It's pretty wild. I'm like, shit, man, I might just use this from now on. This is awesome. Yeah. Because, you know, I'll come, oh, I got that link, you know, it was a good story. But
what was it, like 2 months back?
Well, what it does is it enables you to, you plug in this device, which is USB. The device is sold on ThinkGeek. It's two laptop drives configured in a RAID array.
Okay.
So you get like half a terabyte worth of shit.
Yeah.
In a redundant RAID array that's in a shockproof case, you just plug it in, and your computer reboots, and it boots directly to that hard drive.
Yep.
And when you when you unplug it, it completely removes all of the data.
Right.
Or you can get yourself.
So it's a shell of a laptop.
Yeah, it's a shell, but it's like really really portable, and you can do whatever.
Yep.
Another thing that is cool is the Iron Key. You ever see these things? They're sold on ThinkGeek.
I think I've heard of them, but
metal key, thumbprint ID. You got
to
put in your thumbprint and a code. You fuck up three times, everything's shredded with a military data shredder.
Yeah, I type in my password sometimes wrong three times. I'm scared of those things.
Not me. If I was crossing the border and I had these fucking things, be like, type in your password. Tap, nope. Tap, nope. Clap. Nope. Clap. Nope. Clap. Nope. Fuck, I can't. My password was this. You can have it.
Yeah. Here.
There you go. It's empty. There's nothing on this.
Yeah.
I just bought it. See?
All I did was put a password on it.
Information is gone. Thanks for calling. But, you know, that multiple decryption stuff. I mean, disappearing. I still have one of Enki's books on that.
Yeah.
Not that he would ever use it, because he's a perfectly good law-abiding citizen. So it's very, very interesting
material.
The stuff that they're doing with that.
But there's a lot of software out there. Take a look into it.
Yes, very much so. And when you find some good stuff that's free, give it to me, and I will pump it again on the show. And virtual terrorism news.
Virtual terrorists?
Virtual terrorists.
I was scared of the real ones. Now what's
virtual
happened?
Virtual terrorism, yes. In virtual terrorism news, U.S. intelligence officials are cautioning that popular internet services that enable computers to adopt cartoon-like personas and three-dimensional online spaces also are creating a security vulnerabilities by opening a novel ways for terrorists and criminals to make money, to move money, organize, and conduct corporate espionage.
Oh, my God.
The internet is a dangerous place. The virtual worlds.
Stay off of it.
Over the last few years, virtual worlds such as Second Life and other role-playing games. Role-playing games. You remember role-playing games. They were the ones that were killing your kids back
in
the 80s.
Right. They've come back with a vengeance.
Now they're
the terrorists
here.
Have
Satan
the nuts.
Satan has bought the pixel. And they have become home. It's home to millions of computer-generated persons known as avatars.
Avatars?
Avatars. By directing their avatars, people can take on alternating personalities, socialize, explore, and earn and spend money across uncharted online landscapes.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
They're inside of a box. Nascent economies. Nascent.
Nascent.
The economy, this is from like the Washington Post, by the way, have sprung to life in these 3D worlds, complete with currency, banks, and shopping malls. Corporations and government agencies have opened animated virtual offices, and growing number of organizations hold meetings where avatars gather and converse in newly minted conference centers, just like cult did back in the day.
Oh, my God.
With the cult, what did we do? We had the Black Sun, named from Snow Crash. It was in VRML. It was really brilliant. I mean, this was years ago before any of the
show. I don't think I saw it.
Oh yeah, you did. You
okay.
Did. Yeah, you did. There was a chat function and everything. It was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was
no,
really
I
neat.
Didn't see that.
Oh, it's pretty neat. It was pretty neat. A lot of people did put in a lot of work there. And it was years ahead of its time.
Wow.
Again. This is exactly what they talk about in Snow Crash. I think it's a great thing. This is the kind of future we were all laughing about when we were kids. We thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Today's Daily Hack is the ultimate Unix and Linux cheat sheets from the Boon. Very, very cool.
Very
cool.
So
if you're like me and you're just learning Linux and stuff like that, you should check out these cheat sheets because they kick ass. And as well, I got this email from Garrett Mann. Dear Sean, please check out this free app, ripit.com. Ripit. R-I-P-T. I think I actually spelled it wrong on the Daily. Part scrapbook, part to-do list, or to-buy list. Ripit mimics the actions of ripping and piling and arranging scraps of information. You can see it on your computer. You can simply drag and drop images and text from the internet to your computer and arrange them however you please.
Oh.
I'm not reading newspapers anymore. I went 100% digital, so sometimes I wish I could just piece some headlines together, see where it goes. You know that feeling when you bookmark some page so you can see it later and you end up with a billion bookmarks, you have no idea where the fuck is going on? No, I have no idea what you're talking about. And it's like, I mean, Sim and I were talking about this. They used to be those guys who'd like stack the newspapers in their house and they're like, eventually I'll read them.
I haven't read that one yet.
Yes, but I save the articles. They're really good, you know? And it's like, yeah, Sim's like that.
I saw one of those people in a store the other day. They were going through newspaper clippings, a huge stack.
Dude, can I interest you in a scanner?
Yeah, no
Can
kidding.
Can I interest you in a scanner? Cool. And then, like, hey, they got your data. I have to do that. I mean, come on. Give me a break over here. What is this?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got all these books. Books.
Ew.
You know, I'll never get rid of my books. I saw a book the other day. I was down in a really, like, a really weird store.
Yeah.
But it was how LSD was used for psychotherapy in the 1960s.
Oh,
wow.
Like
text. Yeah, it was $70, but I was like,
ooh.
Wow. Hard currency, man. You're not going to get that published online. Too much work.
Yeah, it's true.
Too much work. But this was, and then it goes on. This was sent to me by Garrett, man. So go check it out.
Sounds
today's
cool.
Very, very
Sounds
cool.
Sounds interesting.
And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. It's been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. If you can't donate, distribute. But if you can donate, please do so by going to the Dark Atlas website. Click on the donate tab on the top right hot link or send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 1215C, 56th Street, Delta BC, Canada, V4M, 2M4. Digital baptism this week. Data Helg is now Sing Blade, like Swing Blade or Sling Blade, only with Sing, like a blade that would sing as it rigs through the air.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You can put a 1 in there, too, like S1NGBL4D3.
Mm-hmm.
It even sounds cool when you spell it. I wanted to thank the Army Flying Monkeys for their assistance gathering data. If you have information you'd like to reach me, you can get to me. You can reach me at newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, make sure you check out some Go Aside Trance, because we dig that kind of stuff. And I'm going to fade out now with that track. I think I've got White and Nerdy kicking around on here somewhere. If not, I think I have MC Frontalot's Eaten by a Gru. I think it'll be Gru.
One of those.
Yeah. So remember, everyone, you got anything else?
No.
Well, we're never going to defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. So until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.
You are like Lee to be eaten. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory. It got narrated at you in the second person. Every time you put it up, it seems you got another version of your life told to you by a status line blinking. The impossible people you could be without thinking. Yourself insane of personality problems. With a mop on a dropship or trying to stab a goblin that don't play. In public life, you get arrested. Psychoactive medication daily in your big intestine. And the testing that the voices in your head sent the dwarf shot first. Embedded arrow, then you bled for doctors with needles. Posit repeatedly that you knocked down that midget in the park unneededly. This has seeded the idea that you should never venture from the house. Never get misunderstood by the non-player characters inhabiting Earth. None of whom are too concerned about Norton Bird. Not one of whom ever aimed a fish around the room trying to get it in the ear canal because doom be set. The last planet they were on or near. The verge of a set of poetics they wouldn't hear. Never peered at the clues with invisible ink. No SM goddesses ever gave them pause to think. Never piloted 6 robots, each distinct. Don't matter how many 2 liters they drink. They're not going to follow what you're saying at all. They impute and appall in the scope of their gall. As you hide in your room in disgust with the lights turned out, turn them on in a turn, leave them off for now. You are likely to be eaten. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory. Read a pamphlet from a mailbox that urges low funding. Offers cursor and font type running. You're running it, parses what you tell it. Pronouns intact, abbreviations if you need them. Better keep it grammatic. Better punctuate your sentences and never redact the name of anything ambiguous. You're about to get asked. You meet the red one, the round one, the crooked or the blue. Better keep that in your pocket. Don't get what it could do. Crooked that spray for the groove. Gonna need it if it is a situation that reloads, restarts, or quits. Wonder how many points out of how many points you gotta get before you're done. Endeavor then to rejoice when you wish more ardently identities shed. But continuance, the rhyme forever voyaging, fled from all lights and colors, from all smells and sounds. Just the lyric on the monochrome display, and you're proud to make another verse appear. For solving riddles, if you didn't have to sleep, you know you'd never seek a cradle. You'd be ever in the middle, in the midst of a quest. If it wasn't for Dawn, the gown, you'd never get dressed. In your underwear typing, just like front keyboard attached up to my fingers. Wrists bear the brunt as I seek to do stunts and bleep through their descriptions. I think I went once to some sands that were Egyptian. Then I retained plane ticket snapshots, receipts. Yes, I stand unconvinced that this has happened to me. I wouldn't want to misremember or get confused. Recall a crawling towards a pyramid, appearing over dunes. Recall of entering the thing and descending stairs. Does it descend from there? Adventure to nightmare. Did I battle a snake? Was the treasure intact? Or did the TRS-80 in my brain get hacked? Thanks, Grandpa, for buying it. Now my life's ruined. 22 years later, heads invested, got the gruin. Fluent, scissifying, trying to escape. But I can't, cause I'm up and around and awake. You are like Lee
to be eaten.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now that torture a match in your inventory, you are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now that torture a match in your inventory.
Slavering fangs of a lurking groove.